This morning I wanted to talk about quality over quantity. Quality over quantity. So I have a couple stories because I love telling stories. And the first one is called Mirror Image. Okay? On Christmas Eve, Nathan thought it would be nice to buy his wife a little gift for the next day. Always short on money, he thought long and hard about what the present might be. Unable to decide, Nathan entered a store in the cosmetics section. He asked the girl, "How about some perfume?" She showed him a bottle that was $150. "Whoa, that's way too expensive," said Nathan. The young lady turned with a smaller bottle. "How about $50? No, Nathan said. Still far too much. Growing rather annoyed at Nathan's meanness, the sales girl brought out a tiny little bottle and offered it to him for $10. Nathan became really agitated. "What I mean," he whined, "is I like to see something really cheap." So the sales girl handed him a mirror. Oh! He was settling for something that was not quality. Cold weather. So we know that the weather's changing. We've got ice. We've got snow. This is a forecast. One day in early September, the chief of a Native American tribe was asked by his tribal elders in the winter of 2011 and 12 how it was going to be. Was it going to be cold or mild? The chief asked his medicine man, but he had lost touch with the reading signs from the natural world around the Great Lakes. In truth, neither of them had an idea how to predict the coming weather. However, the chief decided to take a modern approach, and the chief rang the National Service Weather Service in Gaylord, Michigan. "Yes, it's going to be a cold winter," the meteorologist said to the chief. Consequently, he went back to his tribe and told the men to collect plenty of firewood. A fortnight later, the chief called the weather service and asked for an update. "Are you still forecasting cold winter?" he asked. "Yeah, very cold," the weatherman told him. As the result of this brief conversation, the chief went back to the tribe, told his people to collect every bit of wood they can find. A month later, the chief called the National Weather Service once more and asked about the coming winter. "Yes, again, it's going to be cold, one of the coldest winters ever." "How can you be so sure?" said the chief. The weatherman replied, "Because the Native Americans of the Great Lakes are collecting wood like crazy." Now that's a good example of needing quantity so that you have the quality of heat. Christmas is a great example of love, joy, and peace. However, it's easy to get lost in the act that is gift-giving. Have you ever shopped at a dollar store? Mm-hmm. Come on, we've all been to a dollar store at one point. I like to take my kids there because they go crazy and they just pick out a bunch of items and it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. But how many of us know that dollar store products do not last, right? So you brought home an item, and a few days later, it broke apart. Confused and angry, you thought, "How could this have happened? After all, it was made in China." Then you decide that taking a trip to a local retailer has higher grade and quality items. You may have just solved your problem. Voila! You've discovered that investing in a higher quality item has met your need. There may have been more varieties at the dollar store, but in the end, the quality won out. God is looking for a special gift from us this season. It could be something that we sacrifice. It could be something that we give up, like the TV remote, or maybe our Starbucks drink. Maybe it's turning off the cell phone to spend time with people at the dinner table. Or maybe it's turning the music down low so that you have an opportunity to hear from Him in your quiet time. It could be rededicating your life to the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes this Christmas, lying in a manger. Whatever it is, it's important to God, and it should be important to us. 1 Corinthians 3:13, if you have your Bible, we're going to sit at three of the scripture verses here. I love Christmas movies. One of my favorites is Elf, Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, A Christmas Story. And so I was in the shower and thinking, okay, God, I love having examples that kind of go along with what I'm speaking on. And for whatever reason, the Jelly of the Month came to mind on National Lampoon's. And it's a man who's been working year-round at his work. We all have a job. And we all want to get promoted. We all want to get you know, we want our bosses to see that we're doing a great job. And so this man is expecting a bonus. All right? And he's had bonuses before, but this year was going to be different. This year he was going to build a swimming pool for his kids and his wife, and they're going to be sipping pina coladas out by the pool, and the kids are going to have a great time. And in walks the mailman who accidentally forgot to bring him the letter. 1 Corinthians 3:13 talks about Christ, our foundation. Verse 12 says, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, his workmanship will be evident. Now, who's our foundation? Jesus. Jesus Christ is our foundation. So Paul's saying if we would just build using gold, and he's using just some examples, because in that time, gold, silver, stones, wood, these are all primary pieces that they built their houses with. It says his workmanship will be evident, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will prove the quality of each man's work. What is that fire? So that fire is the stuff that we go through, the times that maybe are lower than higher, the times that really show how our walk with Jesus really is by how we talk and how we act. So it says it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will prove the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive a reward. Build your foundation on Jesus Christ. Nothing else will get you through the fires of life. Amen? The quality of your walk with Jesus will be on display through the ensuing fires. Surviving fires will yield growth. So there's that quality. Will yield growth in your life because your foundation stands. One of the first great examples of providing quality to the Lord in the Bible is found in the story of Cain and Abel. You still kind of holding? Okay. So if you have your Bibles, we're gonna read through the story of Cain and Abel, because it's a good example of quality and quantity and what we give to the Lord and how He responds. I'm gonna have my errands, since my voice is what it is. So I asked Van to read. So we're gonna start at the story of Cain and Abel. It's in Genesis 4. It's verse 4, and it talks starts with Adam and Eve and goes through to show us a good example of what it looks like to sacrifice to the Lord.
Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you so angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. And when you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground, and I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth, and it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. And the Lord said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone find him should kill him.
Thank you. So I don't want to highlight the fact that that Abel was murdered by Cain, nor do I want to highlight the fact that there was jealousy involved. But there's other aspects to the story that you can pull out a post from them. And one is the fact that Abel decided to bring the first fruits, decided to bring the fats, the stuff that was the good stuff. He wasn't taking the dollar store items to God. He was taking the items where the first class, the Best Buy, the Amazon, the real good quality stuff, just to kind of relate with today. And so God saw that, and it was a condition of his heart. And so the same thing really applies to us, where he's wanting to have us be devoted to him enough that we're going to give him our quality time. Put aside the items this Christmas. Put aside the things that are going to distract us from him. And one of the things that I decided to do until the end of the year was turn off my podcasts. I like listen to podcasts in the car, and it's nothing that God's going to be offended with, but it's something that I'm choosing to give up to him so that I will put the worship music on and I'll start talking to him in the car. And I think that's just one of the things, you know, that personally I decided to do, but I think he's asking the same thing of us. What are we going to give up to him that's a quality item? Our time, right? Our time. Because time is the thing that people value the most, right? Businessmen value time in meetings. We value time with our children. We value time on Christmas Day eating. True. Amen. And the other interesting thing I find is that God, even though Cain decided to kill Abel, and malicious, I mean, it's murder, it's a sin, he still was under God's love in the aspect that Cain, God said to him, or let me see where it is. The Lord said to him, "Not so. Anyone who kills Cain will suffer vengeance seven times over." So he's already affirming to Cain that Cain is still under the Lord. He's still loved by God. Even though he decided to do something totally horrific and stupid, he's still loved by God. Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. So he went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land. Lack of quality for the Lord opened up a door in Cain's life for sin. Now, Numbers 18:29 says, "You must be present as the Lord's portion, the best and holiest part of everything given to you. Give unto the Lord the best portions." Christ is interested in quality because he wants quantity with us. You know what that means this morning? That means when we put together a package for him, just like my example of spending some time with him that I normally wouldn't be in the car, I'm putting together a heart connection between he and I, a quality time setting. And when that quality time becomes larger and larger, then we want more times with him. And then when we have more times with God, that's when the presence starts to really invade us and fill us up. And that becomes really exciting because then it changes people around us. Ephesians 5:25-7 says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ has loved the church and gave himself for it." A great example is going on a date, okay? So teenagers go like this, okay? we're not going there. So those of us who are married probably went on a date, right? At one point, we dated our spouse, and we were excited to be with that person, to go out on a date. Unless their father-in-law, you know, was a little intimidated by them, and just kidding. many years ago, so when we go on a date, we're excited to spend time with that person, and we don't just take them to McDonald's, do we? We don't just take them. We might take them out to an expensive restaurant that's lovely with flowers and a candle, and we start to kind of woo them a little bit, and it's just an exciting time because you're connecting emotionally and you're talking about stuff and. Watch where I go here. And it's building the quality. It's building the quality time. And then as time goes on, you go on these more dates and more dates. And then before you know it, you're doing it, right? You're putting on the ring and you're starting a life together. That's what God wants from us. He wants us to put on that ring with him, start that life with him, walk with him, and not be concerned with the quantity when he wants the quality. Amen? He isn't interested in the excuses of how many days we went to church, played the good Christian. He desires our whole attention. It's easy for us to come in on a Sunday and zone out. I have three kids. I get it. There's distractions, but you have to train your mind to focus in on him, right? Be a participant, not an onlooker. God needs you to be part of his plan. Stay involved. When you start to give the quality is when the relationship gets strong, and then from there becomes more of a quantity thing with God. And that's what he's looking for. He wants those times with us. He wants to invest in us. He wants to show his love through us so that we can do it to others. Amen.